If you're ready for some football, you'd better have cable. After 36 seasons on the air, Monday Night Football is leaving ABC for sister network ESPN. Wall Street Journal sports reporter Stefan Fatsis and his colleague Joe Flint broke this story this afternoon. Stefan, what gives? Why take Monday Night Football off of broadcast television and put it on cable?
Well, from ABC's perspective, the reason they're doing it is that they were just losing too much money and didn't want to stay in the game. They weren't willing to spend enough to do it. From the league's perspective, it doesn't really matter at this point. There's a belief that cable offers the same strength of audience at this point. Fans know where to tune in. And frankly, the NFL can get a lot more money by being on cable television than from being on network television.
So this isn't so much a story of no more pro football on weekday night primetime TV. It's not leaving Broadway, but rather cable is Broadway for pro football.
That's exactly what's happening with pro sports. ESPN is going to be paying $1 billion a year, $1.1 billion a year to carry the NFL's Monday night game on cable television. At the same time, though, you don't lose the presence. From the league's perspective, they don't lose this presence on network television. They've managed to flop, essentially, what they were doing on Sunday nights, which is where ESPN used to have a game, with Monday nights, which of course was on ABC and has always been on ABC since the game debuted in 1970.
Now, some other news you're reporting about pro football and television. You report that the NFL will return to NBC after being away from that network for 9 years.
Yeah, NBC quite dramatically got out of the business of big sports a few years ago. The NFL was the first league that they decided to drop, arguing that you couldn't make money broadcasting major pro sports leagues because the rights fees had just gotten too high. NBC is getting back into the game. They've agreed to pay $600 million a year, which is a slight bump over what ABC was paying for Monday Night Football. And they're going to broadcast the Sunday night game. So essentially you've got a shift where you used to have Sunday night on cable and Monday night the signature game on broadcast TV, free TV. Now we're flipping them.
And NBC's parent company, General Electric, is also involved in this? What's in it for them?
Well, I think this is partly a way for NBC's parent, GE, to justify this deal. What they get out of it is a business relationship with the NFL, which could prove to be quite lucrative. GE has commercial finance arms, so they could be involved in making loans to NFL teams for operations or stadiums. They can supply light bulbs. They can supply healthcare equipment. There are various aspects of GE's corporate relationship that they think they can leverage. And this is exactly what GE did when they re-upped with the Olympics and committed a ton of money there. They consider it a sponsorship at the same time that they're paying for the broadcast rights. So the company's able to say, hey, we're not just ponying up huge bucks to show these games. There's a business aspect, too. Investors might be placated by that.
Okay. Thank you, Stefan.
Thank you, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal on news that Monday Night Football is moving from ABC television to its sister network, ESPN.